Meeting Virgil. An extract from Robin Kirkpatrick's translation of Dante's Divine Comedy. This is from the opening canto of the Inferno. As I went, ruined, rushing to that low, there had before my eyes been offered one who seemed long silent, to be faint and dry. Seeing him near in that great wilderness, to him I screamed, "My miserere, save me, whatever shadow or truly man you be." His answer came to me, "No man. A man I was in times long gone, of Lombard stock, my parents, both by Patria and Mantuan. And I was born, though late, Subiulio. I lived at Rome in good Augustus' day, in times when all the gods were lying cheats. I was a poet then. I sang in praise of all the virtues of Anchises' son. From Troy he came, proud Ilion raised in flame. But you turn back. Why seek such grief and harm? Why climb no higher up that lovely hill? The cause and origin of joy shines there." "So, could it be?" I answered him, my brow in shy respect bent low. "You are that Virgil, whose words flow wide a river running full. You are the light and glory of all poets. May this serve me, my ceaseless care, the love so great that made me search your writings through. You are my teacher, you my lord and law. From you alone I took the fine-tuned style that has already brought me so much honour. See there, that beast. I turned because of that. Help me. Your wisdom's known. Escape from her. To every pulsing vein she brings the tremor." "Seeing my tears," he answered me, "there is another road. And that, if you intend to quit this wilderness, you're bound to take."